News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
It's been a busy one, but it's been a fabulous week for Rob Setter. He's taken fabulous care of us at every turn, so we appreciate his help and hard work, and he'll make sure that the following interview will be posted at WKOK.com the moment that we finish with. On the news line with us now, Emily Marusco back on the line. She's kept us informed about the Union Snyder Community Action Agency and their many goings-on and new programs and activities and, well, utility help and housing and food for years. She's the assistant director now. She's on the rise there. And we appreciate you checking in with an update. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Are you well?
I am well. I am happy to report.
Now, do you have to go into the office, or are you able to remotely control some of these big topics?
I am able to remotely control, and in doing so, you might hear my cat meow in the background. Oh. The joys of working from home, right?
This has really humanized everyone. We hear dogs barking. We had a Zoom meeting the other day with daughters running around in the background.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's been super. Okay, well, those are the silver linings, but there's certainly a lot of issues that have popped up,
of course.
You would be familiar with that. A basic needs delivery program is underway. First of all, tell us what it is and how busy it is.
Yeah, so the Basic Needs Delivery Program has been our immediate response in helping people who are affected by the quarantine. And our Basic Needs Delivery Program delivers non-perishable foods as well as cleaning supplies and personal hygiene products to people who can't leave their homes for various reasons, whether they're elderly, unable to leave their homes, or just afraid to leave their homes. If they can't afford these goods because they have lost employment and they're working hard to make ends meet, or if they are in rural locations and without transportation or neighbors to help getting these kinds of essential items, we are able to deliver bags of non-perishable food, cleaning supplies, and personal hygiene products right to the doorstep of your home for free. No contact is required, and it's usually about a 24-hour turnaround for Monday through Thursday if you call into our office during those days. If it is a weekend need and it's extremely urgent, we'll do our best to get that need met then, but we do have our lines open so that if people do have urgent needs, they can call us.
How busy has it been?
It has been busy. We officially rolled it out on April 1st, and we have delivered over 100 bags so far now. It's been a pretty consistent delivery schedule. We have our staff making deliveries so that we can ensure the cleanliness and just maintain the safety protocols that we have in place in delivering these bags. So our staff, every afternoon, Monday through Thursday, are consistently making these deliveries all over Union and Snyder counties. So it has been an initiative that we started. We were taking everything day by day, and we still are. And we didn't know how it would turn out, but it seems like it's a program that's really meeting the need we're seeing in the counties right now.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing some of these tough numbers that will come from that later. Mm-hmm. How do you get help from the program?
So getting help from the program is really easy. Just call our office. Our number is 570-374-0181, and you'll be asked just a few basic screening questions just to make sure that we are serving the people who are those most vulnerable populations. And if you qualify for our four very basic qualifiers, which I just named off a few, again, if you're elderly, at risk of leaving your home, if you don't have transportation, if you live in a rural community, or if you have decreased or no income, then you're eligible to receive a delivery from our basic needs delivery program. So again, just call our office and you'll be connected to somebody, and we can likely get you the goods you need within 24 hours if it's on a weekday.
Do you use what are normally, I would think of as, a poverty guideline to determine eligibility?
is a great question, because typically most of the programs that CAA does offer, we do have to go off of a income eligibility. However, for this response for the quarantine, we are not going off of income eligibility. We understand that people all over the board are struggling right now, and we want to make sure this program is as flexible and accessible for people who need it. This includes people who aren't necessarily used to asking for help.
Is there some way that I can help the program?
Absolutely. So our program is being fueled by community donations alone. I'll speak for my staff, we are floored by how much support we've received from our community. Both monetary donations and in-kind donations of those items of food, personal hygiene products, and cleaning supplies go directly towards this program. So for monetary donations, anything that we receive monetarily right now will go towards purchasing really more unique items that are requested by callers. Those things include adult diapers, they include formula, anything specific to meet dietary needs. Monetary donations will go towards the purchase of those types of items. We also have an Amazon wish list set up. So it's very easy to shop online from the safety of your home and mail things directly to our office. And that wish list really is kind of a general list of things that we are hearing that our neighbors right now are in need of. So all of that information is listed on our website, right on the front page, very easy to find. And our website is www.union-snyder.org.
And you have some other programs that are busy now. Describe what other programs might be seeing some increased usage.
Yeah, so along the same lines, we administer 4 food pantries across Union and Snyder counties, and those numbers are steadily increasing. The state has directed us to lift, again, income eligibility for these programs. So anybody who has decreased or no income due to COVID-19 can access our food pantries. They range from once a month to twice a month we have in Lewisburg. And again, those programs have really been increasing, and we're working on making deliveries for those types of food assistance bags, too, to make sure people who are unable to leave their homes are still getting met with that need. We're also seeing our housing staff are really busy right now, and as well as our energy staff. Aside from the ban on evictions and the freeze on utility shutoffs, we still have a lot of calls, and we're still meeting a lot of need for those housing and energy assistance programs. And I just want to reiterate here while I have you the importance of, despite those bans, of staying on top of bills. And that's what our staff are helping households do, making sure that people are staying on top of their bills during this time so that when the bans are lifted, they're not finding themselves in crisis.
All right, we're talking to Emily Moresco, Assistant Director of the Union Snyder Community Action Agency. That telephone number again, 570-374-0181. And on the web there, union-snydercaa.org. You've been working with the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Explain that partnership, and that's helping some additional individuals around here.
Yeah, we have. Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way has been by our side from day one of this pandemic and even before so. And they have given us a wonderful opportunity to help, again, those people who are not used to being in a place of needing help. Again, CAA traditionally serves people living with low income, and so most of our programs are based on income eligibility. However, the United Way has given us an opportunity and funding to help people who are within the ALICE population, and that stands for Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed. So in other words, these are individuals who are working and who does have income coming in, but it's still not enough to make ends meet. So the United Way, along with the Degenstein Foundation, has given us a total of $50,000 towards our agency to help people in Union and Snyder counties to meet their needs that aren't traditionally a part of our program. So that really has been beneficial, and that's another area of our agency that's really been booming with calls and support requested. So that's been pretty crucial in navigating the days that is now.
All right. Well, one last question that I have, but then I want you to enjoy an open mic so you can say anything you need to. Transportation, are you still finding people that need a ride to the doctor? Is transportation still, is it as big an issue as it ever was?
That's a great question. It's so interesting how, you know, before all of this, transportation was such a big need. But now with things closing and general doctor appointments either being held virtually or canceled for the time being, we haven't seen as much of a transportation need. I do know Rabbit Transit is still working hard. Their offices are still open, and they're still providing transportation assistance. So we still do have that transportation support within our friends at Rabbit Transit. We still have our lines open for transportation assistance that we typically offer. So if there is a transportation need, I encourage folks to call our lines too, and we can explore that with you.
Anything else to add?
I'm blown away at the community support. It's been such a challenging time, and a time where we don't know what tomorrow is going to look like. And without the support of this incredible community, we wouldn't be able to do the type of response that we've done so far. So that's always just my favorite note to end on, is just a genuine word of gratitude for our community, all of our donors and our volunteers, taking time to help people, especially now in a more untraditional way. Help looks different now, and our community is stepping up. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you so much, Emily. You have a gift for explaining what these important needs are and how they're being met and how people can help. So please, congratulations to your parents for raising such a fine young woman that can do this well. So,
I'll pass on the word. Thank you. It means a lot to me. It's important work we do, and I'm passionate for helping my community. So I'm honored to be a part of CAA and doing that.
Well, that is completely clear. We can detect that. Thank you so much, Emily. Thanks for checking
in. Thank you, Mark.
We'll talk
Take
to you.
Care.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again in the weeks ahead and get another update. Emily Marusco, Assistant Director, Union-Snyder Community Action Agency. Basic Needs Delivery Program was one part of our update. The number for any of the important topics she discussed, 374-0181 or union-snydercaa.org.